Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The first baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Satriano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Culp. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ray Culp. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Schofield strikes out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harrelson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Peterson hits a line drive into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Smith hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Petrocelli strikes out. There goes Smith. The throw from Sims to second, and Smith is out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Conigliaro takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Scott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Scott reaches second base with a double. Conigliaro goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tom Satriano batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Satriano is walked intentionally. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alves hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fuller strikes out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tiant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Schofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cardenal moves to third. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cardenal scores. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sims moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops it up and throws to first, with Culp covering, for the out. Sims moves to third. Horton moves to second. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller is called out on strikes. 1 out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tiant is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiant strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Satriano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Satriano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. 1 out. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Culp is 0 for 1 in the game. Culp hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Peterson is hit by the pitch. Harrelson moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. Alves is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones strikes out. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Conigliaro is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuller hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tiant is 0-for-2 in the game. Tiant strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cardenal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Satriano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Satriano strikes out. One out. Joe LaHewitt pinch hits for Ray Culp. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. LaHewitt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sim settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Schofield is 0-for-3 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Brown fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vicente Romo now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Sims hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Peterson. Jones reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. Jones moves to third. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Petrocelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Peterson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Peterson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Conigliaro. Peterson reaches second base with a double. Harrelson moves to third. Chuck Hinton pinch runs for Cap Peterson. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis strikes out. 1 out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fuller is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuller bunts in front of the plate. Satriano fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Satriano. Harrelson scores. Hinton moves to third. Fuller moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-2, Indians. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tiant is 0-for-3 in the game. Tiant hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hinton tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-4 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Conigliaro strikes out. 1 out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Scott hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Satriano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Satriano takes first base on ball 4. Don Locke pinch hits for Vicente Romo. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Locke strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Schofield is 0-for-4 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schofield for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.